Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning on this Friday morning. I know some people out there saying TGYF, thank God it's Friday. And, you know, we have an exciting topic for you this Friday. We're starting a new series that we're doing on Fridays called Escaping the Matrix. Escaping the Matrix. What matrix are we talking about? We're talking about the matrix of not having control over your life. The matrix of not having control over your life. Being caught up into designs, schemes, and plans that other people put in motion that basically have you living an unfulfilled life. And, you know, the unhappiness that we see out here in today's world, the despair. And this particular broadcast show that we'll be doing on these Fridays, we're going to share some tips and pieces about what we call escaping the matrix in terms of being able to take advantage of one of the greatest things out there as far as we feel from an economic point of view is a home-based business. We also will be sharing some concepts and some spiritual concepts and ideas and giving you the enlightenment of where some of these things come from in terms of historical origin. And we're going to talk today a little bit about taking some of the things that Napoleon Hill talks about and Think and Grow Rich and share with you some parallels and similars of where some of that information comes from ancient Kemet. Kemet, you know, is what we, the proper name for what a lot of people refer to as Egypt. The people that lived there called it Kemet. There's a lot of good information that you can take and learn from what people in Kemet did and how they was able to have a civilization that lasts so long and how that civilization at times with the temples that they had as many as times as 80,000 students coming to a temple. It's like similar to today in terms of like we call like university learning, but coming to like the temple in Karnak, over 80,000 students at one time. Now, what were some of the things that these students learned, and why did I say from it we can parallel look at some things that Napoleon Hill writes about in his book Think and Grow Rich? Well, if you take another book called Stolen Legacy, written by George G.M. James, that talks about that Greek philosophy is not Greek philosophy, but stolen Egyptian philosophy. And when we go in there, we find about what the students who were referred to, who was called neophytes, and what students had to do, the kind of learning that they had to go through in order to achieve certain status in what was called the Egyptian mystery, people written about later called the Egyptian mystery system, which basically was a spiritual system designed to help people spiritually enlighten. Remember, Egypt was a society in which we get all of the major religions get the essence of their beginning from what people did in Kemet, from Christianity to Judaism to Islam. All of those religions find the origin of a lot of things that they talk about in their books. Were written in books way before the Bible, way before the Torah, and way before the Quran. You'll find in the ancient books of Egypt a lot of things that we think somebody else wrote. But let's start with, as I was saying, I wanted to share with you this morning some things that are very similar in terms of some things that Napoleon Hill talks about. One of the things Napoleon Hill talks about, that whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve. And he said it all starts with controlling your thoughts. Very interesting concept, controlling your thoughts. Well, in ancient Kemet, the first thing that the neophyte had to do as a student was to learn how to control their thoughts. This is so powerful. You know, a lot of the things that we see people go through today in this world is a set of reactions going on around them. You know, I mean, we live in a society that is very, very hard at times to be proactive because We get bombarded with so much stuff that we react. You don't even begin to know who you are. Don't even begin to know yourself. Who are you? And am I really who I say I am? And am I all I ought to be? It first starts with being able to control your thoughts. And living in and being immersed in this world today with mass media, the power of the internet, there's so many things that influence your thought-making patterns and how you shape your thoughts. What's interesting to see here that one of the first tenets in the Egyptian mystery system was for the students was they had to learn how to control their thoughts. After learning how to control their thoughts, then controlling their actions. Two very key principles, along with some of the other ones that he talked about, but I want to really focus on these two this morning, and I will probably touch briefly on some of the other ones. But these two principles are very, very key, and if we look at all of the self-help philosophy that we see today, what do they talk about? Goal setting, controlling your thoughts, planning, taking action steps, which means controlling your actions. So in order to you escape the matrix and not get caught up in other people manipulating you, having you reacting and doing things that just have you going through stuff, you know, we see and we ask people, and we see people, they go through things and then they say, why did I do that? You know, because where are their thoughts coming from? See, the brain, as Napoleon Hill talks about, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, is a sending and receiving set. We receive thought patterns from all types of things, things we experience, but also from things that are happening around us. You hear people at times, you know, and people call them psychics, they get messages. Well, where are the messages coming from? Coming from other human beings, other brains, because the brain is a sending and receiving set. There's people that talk about send messages to people. Before we had these cell phones and these phones, how did people communicate? They communicated through, quote-unquote, vibrations. And so when we put down some of these devices at times and tune into, as Stevie Wonder used to talk about, higher vibrations, we tune into higher vibrations, we can communicate a lot differently. And so it's important that we learn, and see, it's important we talk about here in terms of ancient Kemet, controlling your thoughts in order to be able to control your actions. Those are the first two things that the student had to learn how to do. So how can we apply that today in terms of this time and space and world that we're in? Well, Napoleon Hill talks about his book, Desire. You know, what is it that you desire? And basically once you know what it is that you desire, he asks you to write it down. And then write it down in terms of having action steps. What is it that you're going to give in order to get what you desire? See, that's controlling your actions. Well, there's things out there that you want. I don't know what some people are going through that's listening to this show this morning. Maybe, you know, on your job, you know, you feel devalued, disappreciated, overworked, underpaid, and just showing up because that's what you've been told to do and you haven't figured out how to escape the matrix of doing what everyone says we're supposed to do, go to school, get a good education so you can go find that thing that's been so elusive for so many people, go find a good job. Why do you have to find a good job? If you ask people in the morning, if you was to ask them this question, a lot of people would look at you like you're silly. Why do you go to work? And they say, because I got to pay bills. Why do you have bills? Who told you to create the bills that you have? Why do these bills get created? They get created because we're raised in a society that tells us this is what we're supposed to do. You go out, you purchase this, you get credit, you do this. Why do we have a society in which we have to pay rent? You know, why don't we have a society in which we build dwellings that we're able to stay in and live in and raise families and do not have to have, quote-unquote, money to pay somebody to stay in that dwelling? I know for some of you are going to say, man, you're getting real abstract here this morning. But no, we need to think about that. How do we get caught in these situations that we're in and the way the world is set up? So if there's a game that's being played, then we need to figure out a better way, if we're going to participate, a better way to participate if we're not able to withdraw. Ultimately, You know, and people talk about the hermits and the people looking for utopia that want to withdraw from, quote-unquote, society. Well, you know, that's very hard to do unless you just can find you some woods to go stay in, and then still you're going to have to find a way to be able to survive in those woods, but that means basically not interacting with people. But we live in a social setting, in a social environment, and so you might say, well, how does all of this allude to having a home-based business? Well, we're talking about time freeing and controlling your time and controlling what you want to do. So with that said, let me move a little bit further on into our topic here, escaping the matrix and why home-based business is the best way, we feel, in our eyesight, to be able to do that. See, you got to find a way, since they got this paradigm out here that we got to, quote-unquote, have money to purchase things necessary for our survival or we will perish, then we need to find the best method for doing that, which does not cause us stress and does not have us, you know, having people, as some people say, quirking out. I mean, you pick up the paper every day and you read stories of people who go off on a job and just start shooting people. That's one of the reasons why I don't really want to work anywhere. You never know who reached their boiling by something that the company has done that has caused that person where they just can't take it no more and they explode and they come in to work the next day or they leave for lunchtime and come back with a gun and they start shooting the place up because they lost. Why did they lost? They got pushed over the edge. How did they get pushed over the edge? They got pushed over the edge because they're reacting to what's going on, which gets us back to this point of learning how to control your thoughts. I'm hoping this is tying together for you so you can see the importance of why it's very, very important that you control your thoughts. Napoleon Hill always talks about in his lectures, there's one thing that we have total control over that no one else has control over, and that he says that is our mind. And so it's very important what you feed your mind. I remember when I was in college, a good friend of mine, he used to have a saying, you know, when we see people doing dumb stuff, he said, hey, you feed your mind trash, it's going to produce garbage. So if you feed your mind certain kind of things, that's what it's going to produce. See, you become what you consume. And so if you consume a bunch of negativity, that's what you're going to become. You know, if you consume talking about people, just, you know, and saying bad things about folk, then you're just going to be a negative can of worms walking around, and that's all you have is negativity. But if you consume positive things, as Bob Marley used to talk about in his song Rastafarian Vibration, say if you get down and you quarrel every day, you're saying prayers to the devil, I say. So you just cannot live in a negative way, if you know what I mean. He said, it's a new sign, it's a new day, pick it up. Hey, so you have to have positive thoughts and positive vibrations. Another good friend of mine, Minister Charles Garrison, he wrote a poem, and he says, you know, hey, the dawning of a new day. I've been granted a new day. Don't know what it'll bring. Might bring joy, might bring pain. But I know if I sing and pray, my master will help me get through this day. That's a positive way to approach each day. So what are the positive affirmations that you have to help you with whatever it is that you're going to encounter today? Because you're going to encounter something, because we live in a social environment, in a social world, and if it's not something from the people, it's going to be something from the government. Just like we're living right now, one of the most repressive states in the United States, the state of North Carolina, and tax time is coming up. The state of North Carolina, they've taken away earned income credit for people on the state level. A lot of people didn't even notice, but they're going to find this out real soon as they go to file their income taxes and find out the extra money that they normally would get back on the state income tax return, it's not going to be there this year because the repressive government that we have here decided to eliminate it. And who is the government? The government is made up of people. So when you get people that come together who want to limit other people, they create laws, which is rules that they make, to subject people to something that they feel is in the best interest of what they call the collective good. So it's important if we're going to participate in society, that we find how to put people in places that's going to do something for the collective good, that's really for the betterment of people. Now, see, this controlling your thought thing is so, so important. There's so much to it. And so right now, don't know what you're going through as you're listening to this show, but if you're looking for a way to get beyond where you're at economically right now, you definitely will want to consider, from my perspective, again, it has to be something that you want to do, the idea of having yourself a home-based business where you can work from the comfort of your home, be your own boss, be in control of your life. You plan what you want to do. You think it out, then you act it out. See, that's controlling your thoughts and controlling your actions. And once you're able to do that, then see, the next step is having definite a purpose. Again, Napoleon Hill talks about these things also, but you also, if you read Stolen Legacy by George G.M. James, you will see where all of this comes from. It comes from ancient Kemet. Because once the student was able to control their thoughts and control their actions, the next thing was they had to have definite a purpose. That was being on point. What is your purpose? What is the reason for your existence? These are soul-searching questions that we all need to ask ourselves. Why am I here? What am I here for? And once you figure out what you're here for, then you have to ask yourself the following. Once you define yourself, you say, this is who I am. Then you have to ask yourself, am I really who I say I am? See, in other words, you can define yourself as saying, you know, whatever that definition might be that you come up with. You know, you define yourself as a positive, caring person who wants to, you know, help make the world better. Then you have to ask yourself, am I really who I say I am? And see, that determines what actions are you taking towards that. In other words, the thought, you think out who you are, you write that thought down, and then the action step about am I really who I say I am is then you look and say, are you doing the things really make it possible for you to be who you say you are? And then the third step to that, am I all I ought to be? Are you exploring the possibilities to its fullest potential? See, it's one thing to say you want to do something. You know, and we got to make a distinction between a wish and a goal. See, you can wish for something, but it's not coming about unless there's action steps. And so when you have a goal, you also have action steps listed with that goal. In other words, if your goal this year is to earn, say, $1,000 for working for yourself, what are the action steps? What are the things that you need to do to make that a reality? Hopefully, if you're in a business venture, you know what it is that you need to do to earn that type of money. And in most cases, if you're in a network marketing type opportunity, they have a compensation plan that tells you what you specifically need to do, what kind of action steps you need to have happen in order to be able to receive a certain amount of income. Now, the beauty of all of this is that you're the one that's responsible for what you do and the actions that you take and the steps that you take, which allows you to be able to plan what you want to do. And yes, those plans are contingent upon at times interacting with other people. Sometimes interaction is going to be favorable, and then sometimes it's going to be unfavorable. And you have to be able to figure out how to get through those unfavorable moments and find as many favorable interactions that you can have that helped you be able to reach the desired results. So these are some key points in understanding about escaping the matrix, is that you have to control your thoughts, because if not, see, then someone else is controlling your thoughts. And some people say, well, you know, you sound like you're talking about being brainwashed. Well, yes, either you take and wash your brain of the things that people are trying to put in your mind to control you and manipulate you, and you reprogram yourself. See, it's about self-programming. That's what controlling your thoughts and controlling your actions is about, self-programming. So what is your self-program? How do you program yourself to be all that you ought to be and all that you want to be? So important. because too often, you know, we see people who basically are controlled and manipulated by government, churches, and religious institutions. Yes, that's one of the biggest manipulations, the church, you know, and these religious institutions that allow people to exist without thinking. They tell them what to think. They tell them what to do. And then when people raise critical questions, then they tell them, you know, you're being a troublemaker, you know, you're being sinful, because it's designed in mind to keep you from thinking. As Karl Marx, not that I'm advocating communism on here, as Karl Marx said, religion is the opium of the people, because it has people intoxicated and high without thinking. And it's very difficult for some religious people to digest some of the things that I'm saying simply because it has not been approved by their pastor, which means that's someone else controlling their thought process. Remember, number one thing, from ancient, learn how to control your thoughts. Feed your mind what you want. Learn how to control your actions, because when you control your thoughts, you will control your actions. Having definite a purpose. What is your purpose? Why are you here? See, that's the key question. That's the journey in life. Asking ourselves, why am I here? And then once you figure out why you are here, then that tells you what you ought to do. And in the process, see, you want to be able to program yourself to be able to be the best at what it is that you ought to be doing. We all have a calling for all of us to do, because we're all part of this divine creation. We all have a spark of divinity in us. Spark of divinity means that we have the ability to take nothing and make something out of it. Making something more, as we say, the sixth principle of Kwanzaa, Kaumba, to make something more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. We were given the gift of life. How do we beautify life and make it better? As opposed to just being a sum total of reactions that are set in motion to keep us locked down in a domain that someone else wants to use to keep us repressed. See, the bottom line is the reason the rules and regulations are set up the way they are is to keep the masses of people just cogs in a wheel, to help a few elite people live lifestyles, you know, when we look at these things called lifestyles of the rich and the famous. Well, you got some of the rich and the famous who, you know, are decent people who have learned how to maneuver themselves out of the matrix and into prosperity to become enlightened millionaires, an enlightened person. And you got some who basically you call the robber barons, who basically just milked the people, robbed them, accumulated wealth through using people, and, you know, live a lifestyle that the people that follow them are not able to live. It's just like some of these big-time evangelistic ministers who drive around in Rolls Royces, got big old fancy houses, got people who follow them who can't even keep their lights on in their home. They give all of their money to them. And, you know, they play a tremendous, what I call it, a Jedi mind trick on folk about, you know, why they need to give. And a lot of times the people not giving to the institution, they're giving to that particular person. And that person, that money's going to that person's bank account and not in the institution's bank account. In other words, when you give to a church, you should be giving to an institution. And when the money goes in, they should be able to show you what work is being done with the money. If they do not have a financial report showing you what work is being done with the money, then I can tell you where the money is going. Because I've seen this throughout my lifetime. It's going into that particular individual's pocket. And then they decide how they want to divvy out and help who. But that's not the proper way to do it. And so, again, I say this because, you know, don't give away your hard-earned money to other people. Take and invest some of it in yourself to be able to bring about the world that you want. And so if you want to know more about home-based business opportunities, we have a tremendous home-based business opportunity that you can take advantage of. It's, you know, very little investment and, you know, tremendous payoff. But the biggest aspect of it, it gives you control over your time. And the key thing that you're going to have to learn how to do is control your thoughts and control your actions. So what you want to do, if you go to www.secondmba.com/MU group. I'll repeat that one more time. It's also on the, you go to on this Blog Talk Radio page, you can pull it up. But if you go to www.secondmba.com/MU group, then you can take a peek at a tremendous home-based business opportunity that allows you some of the following features. Allows you to be able to get tax write-offs. What I mean by tax write-offs, being able to transition yourself, especially if you're trying to move away from a quote-unquote job, and be able to get your freedom, is that it allows you to be able to leverage your home-based business to get your job, reducing your tax liability, causing you to get a higher income tax return or paying less in taxes, helping keep more money in your pocket, and the opportunity to work from home, the convenience of your home, the hours that you want and choose, the days of the week that you want and choose, doing what you choose to do. This particular home-based business opportunity is involved in the travel industry, which also comes with some perks and some benefits, which allows you to travel for pennies on the dollar, allows you to earn money in one of the largest industries in the world. Travel is an $8 trillion industry, and people are going places every day as we speak. Since this show has been on for the last half an hour, over $40 million has been spent on travel. That's a lot of money. Just think if you could get a piece of that. So, you know, travel is a huge, huge commodity areas that exist. And so you want to definitely take a look at this opportunity. You know, it might not be the opportunity for you. Again, I'm not trying to control what you think. I'm just telling you to take a look. See, but the most important thing that you should do when you get off of listening to this show today is to sit down and begin to develop a plan on how to control your thinking. I suggest you pick up the book Stolen Legacy by George G.M. James. You can Google it. There's a online ebook, if you Google it, that you can pull up in a PDF format, or you can check out some of the various African-centered bookstores and buy you a hard copy, or you can go online, Amazon, and buy a hard copy. This is a great book, and when you read it, what you want to do is you want to definitely read what the students had to go through as they entered into the Egyptian temples. And, you know, they could not get to the next steps. It was 10 steps they had to go through. I'll share some more of those next Friday. But this gave you the first three, which was one, was to make sure that they learn how to control their thoughts, control their actions, because once they could do those two, then they could begin to focus on a definiteness of purpose. See, you don't know what you want to do and how you want to do what you want to do if someone else is controlling your thinking. It's just like one of the great educators, Carter G. Woodson, wrote a book called The Miseducation of the Negro. He talked about, again, this whole thing of controlling people's thinking. And he said that if you control a man's thinking, you do not have to build a back door for him to enter a room. The mere fact that you control his thinking and make him feel that he's inferior, he'll create a back door himself. See, and that's the biggest thing that's going on. So many people feel insecure, and because why? They're not controlling their thinking, and they're not pursuing, they're not investigating. And those are the things that we need to do, is question everything. Question everything. Research it and get the answer. Think for yourself. See, one of the other things you'll find in all the Egyptian temples was, you know thyself. And once you know thyself, to thy own self be true. Hey, this has been Bobby Jahi this morning here on Home Based Business 101, sharing some thoughts and ideas with you about how to escape the matrix. Step one, control your thoughts so you can control your actions and be able to accomplish the things that you want in life, especially once you know why you're here and what your definite purpose is. Until next time, God bless you. Tune in Sunday morning as we do the gospel of working from home right here on the same station on Home Based Business 101. I hope some of the information I shared with you this morning will help you in the process of learning how to control your thoughts. Remember, the book you want to pick up is Stolen Legacy by George G.M. James, and you can Google that book, and you can be able to get a PDF online e-book that you can download for free. You can also download Think and Grow Rich for free, and then I would suggest you read those two books and look at them side by side, and you will see that a lot of the information that Napoleon Hill talks about. Till next time, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in, and may the divine forces of the universe work with you today as you work towards controlling your thoughts, finding your purpose and your mission in life, and may you be blessed and have a wonderful day.